This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and joining me virtually today is
Arvind Ibraj.
Yes, that's right. And since it is just past 12:30, before we get back into what we're speaking about on BizBytes today, we have a little KLCI update for you. So the KLCI currently is down by 0.32% at 1,520 points. Active stocks include Medtronic Global, ES Ceramics Technology, and HLT Global as well. And the ringgit is up against the US dollar at 4.14, up against the Aussie dollar at 2.97 and against the Sing dollar at 3.05. However, the question that we are asking you today on BizBytes is, are you still confused about the CMCO SOPs? We've got polls running on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio, and we've also got a couple of responses on WhatsApp, which you can get to us at 018-789-8899. So to address some of those on WhatsApp, Iz says, come on, Malaysians, ECMCO, just stay home if you don't have anything to do. And then like a facepalm emoji. And Ro says, MCO, RMCO, CMCO, PMPO, what is there to be confused about? But really, it's quite simple. If you're not sure, don't do it, or kena rotan. So thank you, Ro, for that. And thank you to Iz as well for that as well. I'm inclined to agree, honestly, you know, as much as possible, as much as humanly possible, if you can, just stay home. I think that's the easiest thing to do. How about on Twitter? What do we got there?
Yeah, so the numbers on Twitter are at 57.1 say yes, they're still confused, 13.5 say no, 22.9 say somewhat, and 6.5 say they don't care. There are a couple of messages. So this comes from at Easy Clover, who says, asking the same question, wondering about people who are supposed to go to other states like Melaka, the Perlis. Now that CMCO is in Selangor and KL, like it or not, one has to cross those states as our highways cut through these states. Evan Ibrahim says, I operate a few cafes at office towers serving the office crowd within KL central area. Business picked up again recently, but today it's like a ghost town once more. Told our customers no dine-in yesterday, and today we said dine-in is allowed. Very confusing and very tough for us.
Definitely. I think also that shifting of information is a bit difficult. And I also think that it seems to be the general take that the most confusing part of this is what is considered crossing districts, right? Because on Instagram, we've got SHMNSLVRJH, who says, what is considered cross district in KL? Minimalist Lookbook and Angeline also say, what is crossing district? Crossing district, what does it mean? So I think that is the primary source of confusion as to, you know, exactly what crossing borders means and like to what extent.
I mean, we had that problem as well, right? So our office is technically in KL. We are on the border of like Selangor. We are literally on the border of Selangor, like less than 5 minutes driving distance. So a lot of us live in Selangor and surrounding areas and stuff, and we need to get quote-unquote into KL. So is that crossing borders, or is that like still within the allowed area? So
it is
very confusing, completely understandable.
Yeah, for sure. So I think, you know, it's helpful to have this chat. It's helpful to have this, you know, this little conversation about it and how it is, in fact, very confusing across the board, it seems, for the most part. But now moving on to a story about, you know, if you're confused about what is real and what is not real and what is true and what is false, Facebook might not be the best tool to help you with that. Obviously, Facebook, along with other social media platforms, has been working towards disseminating fake news and providing a system of fact-checking. However, turns out that their fact-checking AI can still be quite easily fooled. So Facebook recently banned content related to the QAnon conspiracy theory and cracked down on coronavirus misinformation. But it's still not enough. According to a recent study by the nonprofit advocacy group Avaaz, Facebook is failing in a major basic way. And Facebook pages that spread misinformation are finding their way around one of the platform's most important tools for fighting fake news, which is its AI system. When Facebook's fact checkers debunk a claim in a post, its AI is supposed to flag and label alternative versions of the post spreading the same misinformation. But the study says that pages are getting around these fact checks. How? By just very slightly tweaking the photos and memes used to spread misinformation. So Avaaz's researchers looked into 119 quote-unquote repeat misinformers, i.e. pages that have spread misinformation a minimum of 3 times, to understand how these pages get around Facebook's AI detection. It turns out, literally all they have to do is change the background color or font in the photo or meme that they're sharing. They can also change up the location of the text on the meme or try cropping it. And that will go through. One example from the study showed two pieces of content spreading the exact same fact-checked claims. One image just needed to change the format and text placement of the second image to avoid the fact-check label from Facebook. Another workaround is to take the text from an image and then copy and paste that same text on top of a different image or meme. Or you can take that copied text from a meme and then paste it as a Facebook status. All of these methods will avoid Facebook's AI detection, which means that the content will appear without a fact check or warning label. It's that easy. So Avaaz estimates that these 119 repeat misinformer pages amassed, then this is scary, 5.2 billion views from August 2019 to August 2020. And alternative versions of fact check posts had around 141 million views with 5.6 million interactions.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And Avaaz did present its findings to Facebook before publishing the study. And the group says that Facebook did add a warning label to 4% of the 738 posts it flagged, and it removed another 3%. And the majority of these posts remain on the platform without a label.
Is it bad that I don't feel bad for Facebook in this situation? Like, if any other company was going through this, especially now with the whole crisis that 2020 has been, mm-hmm. I would be like, that's bad because yeah. they're trying and they're struggling through this and stuff. I think because of Facebook's history and their track record, I'm at the point where I'm like, you weren't doing very much before. So at this point, it just seems like the misinformation has sort of tripled or quadrupled.
Yeah.
And you're either not fact-checking or not doing enough, or maybe you don't have the means or the resources to do enough. I don't want to, you know, blame, but
yeah.
that's what it looks like.
I think also, sad to say that I don't think we're very surprised by the fact that yeah. Facebook's system yeah. isn't working as well as it could be. What I am surprised by is just how easy it is to fool that system, right? Like, you know, even something as changing the color of the font when the actual content has not changed at all still works, right? And that to me is rather terrifying. But I think it's important for people to, you know, learn how to fact check and learn how to do research. It is, you know, a bit of a, I guess, a struggle, and also, you know, it does take effort on your part to figure it out. I know I've received a lot of information, not just about coronavirus or COVID-19, but even just about the CMCO and the fact that we are also confused about it. I think it's important to definitely double check and see where your information mm-hmm. is coming from. And also to be honest, if you're not sure, I think that's also something that's really important, you know, to, you know, when you're forwarding something, you can actually just be like, hey, I'm actually not sure if this is real or not, you know, but just in case, right? Just to have that disclaimer attached to your information. I mean, what do you think, Arv? Have you seen a lot, you know, of this kind of misinformation or disinformation come your way as well?
So I hardly use Facebook, so I don't know anymore. But when I was using it, yeah, there's a bunch of pages that people can easily share. They obviously make no sense. It's obviously fake. But then again, different people have different filters, right? It's like subjective, like what looks authentic to you might not look authentic to the next person, so on and so forth. I actually wanted to bring up something that happened on TikTok. And I don't know if it's the same as Facebook. So there is a TikTok user who roasts people on demand. So you can ask him to roast you and he roasts you. So it's all consensual. It's not like he's bullying anyone and stuff.
Right.
His page got taken down because they thought it was against their company guidelines because it was considered bullying. So what he did was he uploaded two videos, same video, both got taken down. Then he appealed. One got greenlit and the other did not.
Oh.
So it was kind of obvious that it depends on the person who's verifying the video and the person who's sitting behind the screen who's going through these things and going, okay, that's not bad. And the second person might go, that's really bad. I'm going to ban it.
Right.
I don't know if that's the same way Facebook works, but we've heard about like humans working behind the scenes at Facebook who are looking at videos and going through content and, you know, like saying that this is okay and that is not. What I'm getting at is that, again, it all depends on that person and what that person thinks is true or not. That is, they're not an encyclopedia, right?
Yeah.
So they might just allow things to flow. So there is still a very human error sort of
Element?
Component. Mm. Element, yeah, component of Facebook. And I think that's a huge problem as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a response here on WhatsApp, which says, I have a question. Can we go jogging individually? So this is, again, in line with our question about, are you still confused about the CMCO SOPs? In response to that, what we have here is that individual, non-contact and outdoor sports with not more than 10 participants are allowed. So I will leave you to do with that information what you will, I suppose. But for now, we will have a song for you, which is Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. After that, we'll hear from Arvin about Disney focusing on streaming instead of cinemas here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.